Title: Phil and Ableton Live 12, Humanize It for Floor Shaking Low End for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style Phil and Ableton Live 12. Not an EDM snare roll, not a shiny festival riser. We're talking breakbeat language, little stutters, ghost notes, micro flams, tiny reverses, and the main thing. It still has to roll, and the low end has to stay clean enough to shake a floor without turning into fog. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 2-bar fill you can drop at the end of a 16-bar phrase, plus a stock device fill bus chain you can reuse in any project. And we're going to humanize it in a smart order, so you don't randomize your way into a messy groove. First, quick session setup so the fill lands like it's supposed to. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 165 to 175 BPM. If you want that old school urgency, go 172. Now go into arrangement view and give yourself some phrase landmarks. Put locators every 16 bars. The fill we're building lives in bars 15 to 16 of a 16-bar phrase. And here's an arrangement reality check. In jungle and old DNB, the groove is the religion. Fills are punctuation. They're there to guide the energy into the next phrase, not to steal the whole spotlight. Now, step 1. Get a break and prep it properly. Grab a classic break. Amen. Think. Hot pants, funky drummer, anything in that family. Drag it onto a MIDI track so it loads into simpler. Switch simpler to slice mode. Set slice by to transient. Then adjust sensitivity until your kick and snare slices are clean and sensible. Now do the key move. Slice it to a drum rack. Right-click simpler and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in preset, that's fine. Now every slice is a pad, and that's what makes jungle fills fast. You can play the break like an instrument, reorder it, repeat pieces, and create that chopped identity without fighting audio every second. Step 2. Write a fill that actually speaks jungle. 2 bars. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. Think of it like this. Bar 1 is lock it in. Bar 2 is chop language. In bar 1, keep the groove recognizable. Keep your main snare anchors on beats 2 and 4. That's your spine. Then add 1 or 2 ghost notes leading into a snare. A useful spot is in that 16th note neighborhood right before the snare, like somewhere in the last little subdivision before beat 2, or the last little subdivision before beat 4. Keep those ghosts quiet for now. We'll shape the velocities in a minute. Bar 2 is where you add tension, but you pick 2 or 3 moves, not all of them. This is where people go wrong and the fill turns into a drum solo. Choose a small set of signature gestures. Here are a few classic moves. Move A. The snare flam. Not a huge double hit, more like a micro double. You put a snare slice slightly before the main snare. 10 to 20 milliseconds early is often enough. Then the main snare hits on the grid. It feels like hands, not a machine. Move B. Kick stutter. Take a kick slice or a low slice and repeat it in 16ths for the last half beat, just to ramp the tension. Move C. Reverse a tiny hit as a lead-in. A reversed snare fragment before the final snare is very old school, very effective, and it doesn't need to be long. Even a 16th note-sized reverse can do the job. Move D. The gap before the drop. This one is almost cheating because it works so well. In the last 8th note, or even the last quarter note of bar 2, remove something. Create a little vacuum. The drop hits harder because your brain expects something and it doesn't get it, then it gets the drop. And teacher note here. The gap often hits harder than adding more notes. When in doubt, subtract. Now step 3. Humanize timing without losing the slam. You want controlled looseness. In DNB, the snare anchors are the truth. Hats, ghosts, little chop ticks though can be cheeky. So we humanize, but we protect the anchors. Option 1 is groove pool. Open the groove pool and drag in a subtle swing. MPC 16 swing style grooves are a great starting point. Apply it to your MIDI clip with timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity around 5 to 15%, and random around 2 to 8%. Keep it subtle. The goal is human, not drunk. Then do what I call anchor protection. After the groove is applied, zoom in and check your 2 main snares in each bar. If they drift too far, manually pull them closer to the grid. Dancers lock to those. Option 2 is manual micro nudging, and this is where you get that real chopped break feel. Zoom in. Nudge your ghost notes a little late, 5 to 15 milliseconds. Nudge some kicks slightly early, 5 to 10 milliseconds. Keep the main snare almost on grid, like plus or minus 0 to 5 milliseconds. This tiny timing offset is the difference between alive and messy, so listen as you move things. You're aiming for swagger, not slop. Step 4. Humanize velocity. This is where the groove lives. Think of velocity like fader automation inside the fill. A fill sounds exciting because of contrast, not because every hit is maxed out. As a baseline, main snare is somewhere around 100 up to 127. Main kicks may be 85 to 120 depending on the sample. Ghost snares and tiny ticks, keep them low, like 20 to 60. Extra fill hits, varied, maybe 60 to 100, not all the same. Go into the velocity lane in the MIDI editor and draw in that contrast. Very quiet ghosts, then a loud accent, then maybe a little drop in velocity again, then your gap, then the return. If you want a bit of controlled randomness, drop the MIDI velocity effect before the rack. Try random around 5 to 12. Drive can help, but keep it modest plus 0 to plus 10 and check it doesn't crush your carefully planned dynamics. Now step 5, keep the low-end floor shaking and keep the sub believable. The fill is there to hype the drums, not smear the bass. Here's the core rule. During the fill, either keep the sub stable while the drums get busy above it, or intentionally reduce sub energy to build tension and then slam it back at the drop. The most practical move is, keep the sub stable. That means you don't suddenly add a bunch of extra low kick layers in the fill unless you manage the overlap. Because on a big system, density in the 50 to 120 Hz region becomes fog fast. So let's do a clean, stock sidechain so the fill clears a little space without wrecking sustain. Create a drum fill bus. Group your fill elements, your drum rack fill, and any resampled audio we make later into a group, so you can process them together. That group becomes your sidechain source. On the sub bass track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose the drum fill bus. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't completely erase the punch. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and you're aiming for subtle gain reduction. 1 to 3 dB. If you want a more old-school pump, you can go to 3 to 5 dB, but don't destroy the sub sustain unless that's a deliberate arrangement decision. Also, quick coach note, sometimes the best way to keep the sub clean isn't more compression, it's fewer low slices. If your fill has lots of low tommy bits, thin them out first. Now step 6. Turn the fill into a moment with audio chops. This is where it starts sounding authentic. MIDI slicing is great, but classic jungle snap often comes from committing to audio and doing a few surgical edits. Duplicate the chew bar fill to an audio track. You can freeze and flatten the drum rack or resample it. A straightforward way, make a new audio track. Set input to resampling, arm it, and record the fill. Then set warp correctly. Warp on. Warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Turn transient loop mode off. This keeps edits punchy instead of smeary. Now do three signature jungle edits. 1. Reverse a tiny snare tail right before a hit. Keep it short. You're not doing a huge reverse cymbal. You're doing a flick of reverse that pulls you into the snare. 2. Gate a slice. Literally shorten a piece so it becomes more percussive. This gives that cut feeling without adding volume. 3. Pitch drop the last hit for drama. Use clip envelopes. Choose transposition, and draw a quick dip of minus 1 to minus 3 semitones on the final snare or kick chunk. Subtle is the word. The crowd should feel it more than notice it as an effect. And if you want an even nastier, more realistic vibe, try an ultra small tape drag at the very end. Even minus 0.2 to minus 0.6 semitones can sound like the record got pulled for a split second. If you clearly hear it as an effect, it's too much. Now step 7. Process the fill on a bus with stock Ableton devices, so it hits hard, but stays controlled. Group your fill tracks into a drum fill group. Then put this chain on the group. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz with a gentle slope. We're not trying to remove weight, we're removing useless rumble. If it feels boxy, cut a couple dB around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs a touch of air, a tiny shelf around 8 to 10K can help. But be careful, brakes can turn into painful fizz fast. Second, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch very light, like 0 to 10. Boom off, or extremely subtle, because boom can mess with the sub and make the low end unpredictable. Use damp to keep the top from getting fizzy. Third, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is about density and perceived loudness, not harshness. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. If you want it a bit more obvious, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This frames the fill so it doesn't jump out like it's pasted in. Optional. Utility. Keep width sensible, like 80 to 100%. Don't widen low end. And if the fill needs to lift slightly, Automate utility gain up maybe 1 dB just for the fill instead of smashing it with more compression. Now, two extra sound design tricks you can use if you want darker or heavier energy without adding low-end mess. 1. Parallel distortion, but filtered. Make a return track with saturator or overdrive, then EQ8 after it with a high pass around 200 Hz. That way you distort the attitude, not the sub. Send mostly snares and the top of the break to it. You get menace without mod. 2. Stereo discipline. If you want width, widen only the dirt. Put utility on that parallel return and widen it to 130 to 170% after you've high-passed it. The punch stays mono and stable. The grime spreads out wide. Now step 8. Arrange it like Reval D10B so it actually works in a tune. Use fills with purpose. Every 16 bars, a small 1-bar fill. Every 32 bars, a more noticeable 2-bar fill. Before a drop, create space. In the last quarter beat, remove the kick. Let a snare tail or a tiny reverse tick lead in, then hit the drop clean. A classic move is, the fill gets busy, then the last moment goes empty. That emptiness is what makes the drop feel like a truck. Let's hit common mistakes quickly so you can avoid the usual traps.